Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, family?
What's up, what's up? Also, this episode, we have Ron. What's up, Ron?
What's good with y'all, bros?
What's up,
bro?
Last but not least, we have Ant. What's up, Ant?
Yo.
And on this podcast, we give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. If you haven't been tuned in, when we start the show, we go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts, or whatever. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of late?
Man, I've been bumping that Dave Amigo East Coast Love.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
717.
Already. What else I've been bumping heavy? I've been bumping Cole a lot, it seems like, recently. Cole and Kendrick, just the whole discography for real, just everything in general. Mm-hmm. From beginning to end.
Okay.
That's it?
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, man.
All right. But, Ron, what have you been tuned into as of late?
So, that song, London by Bia, featuring J. Cole. That joint is hard, right? And so, before I listened to that, I never listened to Bia before. I only ever heard that. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about, Doug. I put on my shit and just go to the bodega shit, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I looked her up, and she's hard, bro. Like, she's actually pretty decent. And, yeah, she's just fire. And so I listened to her album. It's called For Certain, and that's cool, you know? And then moving on, I just discovered an artist who's actually on Griselda. I didn't know he was on Griselda. I never really listened to none of the other artists. But it's Rome Streets. And just a specific song that put me on is 96 Naughty Windbreaker shit. That's the title of the song. And it's hard, though. But it's like just some real like rap shit. And then last, Mayhem Loren. That's Action Bronson's man's, for those who know who he be with, you know. It's an album called Glass. And it's like produced all by Harry Fraud. They got like a couple decent features on there, but it's a real hard project.
All right,
that's about it.
All right. So, Ant, what have you been tuned into as of late?
Yo, that what's called? I've been listening to Lil Baby lately. I ain't gonna cap that right on.
Mm-hmm. I did fuck with that too, Pat.
Is that the new one?
Yeah. Right on. Yeah. And I forget what the other joint is called.
They cool.
In a minute.
In a minute, yeah. That's the one that I fuck with. I don't remember right on off top.
Yeah, them Jones, yo. I was going to say, yo. I've been bashing, what's it called? That on rotation, right on. I don't know why, but yeah. Other than that, it's been cooling. So listening to Gunna, same old Gunna. No crap. I'm
staying in the lane, ain't.
Yeah. I mean, I still got the Coil Ray, 4-2 Doug, ESTG, Fabio in rotation.
Is that one song?
What?
That no, you just named?
Three different albums.
I thought you were talking about like a song, like a specific song.
But it's weird though. Nah, never mind. Cause Koi's on Fabio's album and Fabio's on Koi's album.
But, how's Fabio's shit?
I actually fuck with it. I'm not gonna say I had low expectations, but
I was
like,
gonna say you said actually fuck with that.
Coil Ray, I had low expectations for her, and I fuck with it.
I heard that was pretty decent.
But she only sold 9K. That's crazy.
Yo, that
is that true?
Mind, bro.
Yes.
But that's that's insane.
That's insane to me. I'm sorry. But you have 6 million like Instagram followers. How you only sold 9K?
Yeah, I will say though, I feel like the single she put out plus the Double XL Cypher verse or Double XL Cypher verse kind of turned people off. So that's probably why I did that, but.
Yeah, it's, you got a point.
9K is like
that's still low,
bro. It's like, super low. I ain't never heard
niggas doing that out the trunk.
Yeah. I ain't trying to climb it, but that shit's crazy. I just but like I said, those three songs and plus the verse probably turn people off because she don't got a lot of songs where she's on that type of time on the album. So I don't know why.
Where, but I don't know. I feel like her presence is like big enough for people to at least. To at least get the sales on the first album. I mean, more than 9K, you know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie. She do be disrespecting her father, too, and her father is who he is.
Yeah.
Like, so that's kind of fucked up, too. Yeah.
I mean, I heard they beefing already.
Oh, shit.
It's It's on both sides. But nah. Oh, I've also been
bumping. We just gotta understand who he is in rap though. Like he is like the source. Or was literally. Rather. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you can't really.
Yeah, I wonder how many mics he would have gave his daughter's album.
But nah, I've also been bumping like Kendrick lately, cause guess what?
Yo, that album coming
May 13th, bro.
May 13th, dead ass.
Yes,
dead ass.
Y'all act. My bad, bro.
Nah,
I'm hyped. Oh.
Nah, no shot,
bro. That the title came Instagram out too. Post, hold on, bro.
Nah. Bro, he said he literally.
The title and everything.
Yeah, Mr.
But did it? What did
I'm
the post say
now.
Specifically?
All right, let me find out. God damn it, Ron! You don't
believe
shit.
Bro. No, because I saw the post, but it looked like just some random ass shit. Like I didn't see the caption.
It said, "From the desk of OK Llama for immediate release, Los Angeles, California, April 18, 2022. The following statement was released today by OK Llama through his company PG Lang at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in Los Angeles, California. Right. Album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, release date 5/13/2022. All factual information for this release will come directly from this source only."
Who the fuck is Akala?
And then look, hold on. At the bottom, wait. But at the bottom, also says, appreciate your patience.
Exactly.
So, no, it's happening, my nigga.
Wait, how is?
I'm hyped.
Am I missing something? Why is Kendrick Akala or whatever that shit is?
Remember, when he wrote that last song about this is going to be his last album on TDE and he said, oh, Kalama, whatever the fuck it is?
Okay, but that's just a word. That's not his name.
Bro, that's his
That's alter ego, bro.
God
that's
damn.
He wants some new shit, bro. All
right, Drake can't be shit. Come on. Bobby.
Open your mind, bro.
Fucking Cole.
I think that's why I'm being so critical. Right.
Come on, man.
He wants some new shit, bro. Let him live.
Yeah, but well, not
you like to hear it.
It's been like 4 or 5 years, bro.
It's been 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Like last week.
Damn.
So niggas is ready for this.
Yeah. So, moving on to the first topic. So, I saw a tweet. Well, it was kind of a long tweet. But it basically said, she said, shout out to Thoughtful Bay on Twitter. She said, I feel like female rappers will become 20 times more respected when more than one sound is displayed in the mainstream. We all know what that one sound is. It is coochie rap. If you want to call it that.
I mean, that's how I can label it.
I mean, everybody know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, Lee, how do you feel about that whole tweet, if you read it, or just the little summarization I did about it?
Bro, I agree 1,000%. Like, it's a double-edged sword with the coochie rap, for real, because, like, you gotta remember, like, us guys, we are, like, just go back to Snoop Dogg doggy style, bro. Like, I mean, we was also on some shit, so they get to talk their shit, too. I feel like they you know, should be able to get that off. But once, like, I feel like more like the Tierra Wax come about, like, just a creative, super lyrical, creative, just everywhere with it, bro, I think it might be over for the fellas. I ain't gonna cap, bro. Because they be spitting, bro. Like, did y'all hear Meg shit off of Coachella? Yeah. I think we shared it in the chat.
No, I heard Meg.
Yeah.
Bro, like,
nah,
she's
spitting. Yeah, she
was. She went in. Right,
whether if you agree with the situation with her, Tori, that's a whole nother topic for another time. But them bars, though, nigga.
Yeah.
Man, let me ask y'all something.
Here Ron come
here. I'm just saying, because I don't listen to Meg Thee Stallion, right? Can y'all tell me one male artist that she better than? Because, like, come on, bro.
That she's better than?
Yeah, because y'all saying, like,
in terms
like,
of what?
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, help me out a little bit. Like, what are you looking for when you
whatever
say
her style is? Y'all ranting and raving about her. So I'm saying, like,
oh, all right.
Listen, so I'm saying, like, you say, like, the guy's gonna be in trouble. Like,
I said that shit.
But
you co-signed up. I'm not gonna say she's better than, but I'm gonna say she's equal to at least the baby.
I don't think she's a threat to no man.
She is a threat because that's a woman. Don't underestimate my nigga.
I mean,
mother taught me that as a jit.
Don't underestimate
no
podcast,
no black woman on top of that. Don't do it.
But like, I'm speaking her specifically. Like the people, like the the women at the top right now in rap are, it's like NBA, WNBA. Oh. Basically, that's how I'm looking at it.
Are you? Yeah. That's it. Cardi B was just that. Yo, Cardi B was just a, like baby shark. And my listen, nigga, like, are you serious?
Listen, I love Cardi B.
Like, I'm talking let about Nicki drop right now. Yo, oh, she's up there in terms of like sales facts, and numbers facts, with facts. The big three and all them. Let Cardi know, drop right now. She's up there with the big three and all them. So you really she's can't.
Of course,
there,
you got your, you have your select few. But I'm saying, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, come on,
it's not really real. because then Meg, City Girls, shit, Doja might be a little harsh. Doja might be a tier above them.
I would say Doja is because she popped.
Y'all niggas is crazy, bro.
I'm not saying the fellas are in trouble. I'm just saying you're acting like
man, I'm saying the fellas are in trouble. Like, I ain't gonna cap. That's coming like from a male like rapper, my nigga.
Can't hold a candle to Lil Baby and all them. And nah, bro.
So I'll give you that in the fact that I don't. A lot of the new people I don't listen to, or like I don't kind of respect their skill as much. So like there is going to be a couple people like Lil Baby, like he is nice, but like I said before, he's not taking nobody's throne or XYZ. So he's more comparable, I guess, to what I'm talking about. I don't know. Listen, I love women. I love the female. Hey, I love the female rappers, but. Yeah, just go ahead.
Hey, Ron, it's your turn to talk.
I'm sorry.
No, it's your turn.
It's your turn to talk.
Oh, let's get it now.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the question, sir?
How do you feel about that tweet about women rappers becoming more respected when more than one sound becomes mainstream?
Ah, yes. Nah. So I do agree with that. So I think where a lot of them don't get respect at is that it just seemed like everybody's a carbon copy in terms of content and, like, I'm going to say even skill level. Because, like I said, it's like it seems to be, like, one kind of, like, starter kit that you need to be a female rapper.
Wait, you say skill?
Yeah.
So, all right, so you mean to tell me Young Miami and Meg Thee Stallion are equally skilled? You're really saying that right now?
Pretty much.
Get the fuck out of here.
Are you crazy?
Wait,
please, listen. Please tell me what to listen to that would change my mind because...
Bro, you really think Young Miami can rap? Like, let's keep it a buck here.
Bro, how many City Girl songs are you listening to know that? I literally only know that, like, two City Girl songs. And
so you don't like women.
I don't like coochie rap. I like cool G rap.
I feel like that's what the post is about though too. Like just more or less the female rappers like expanding their palette a little bit.
That's it.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
So that's
because like if Meg did have those more songs, I probably would be able to say, oh yeah, check out this one. Or, you know, what's her name? One of the City Girls or whatever. But because they kind of stay in that, you know, hot girl summer lane, you know. I feel like that's kind of shady. But as far as skill, man, they skilled, bro. I'm telling you.
I don't doubt the skill. All I'm saying, I guess my final answer is that I 100% agree that if there was more lanes, like I know there is, let me not say more lanes because all the lanes are out there already. And there's probably individual female rappers in all these lanes that are not getting credit right now. But I feel like once the machine starts pushing out more of these lanes, then there'll be a lot more respect put on the name of female rappers just because they're showcasing all the styles they can do opposed to coochie, coochie, coochie.
All right. How do you feel about this question?
If it sells, it sells. I mean, but I do feel what they're saying, like what Ronnie and Malik are saying. I kind of see their skill, even though they make the pop music and like what y'all call coochie music, because I find that shit catchy. So you know what I mean. If it sells, it sells. But like y'all were saying, if they have more bars, like to demonstrate to people, like yo, she can sit. Then yeah, cause like yo, what Meg did at Coachella, yeah, or what she be doing in her freestyles,
yeah.
Nah, she be spitting though. Like
I'm telling you, guys,
y'all gonna have to send me something. No cap. Y'all gonna have to send
I'm
me
gonna have
something.
To find something. Yeah, I don't know our music like God that. Like that. I wish I did.
Listen, I want to support the women. Oh, he said, now you don't even know her music. I thought she was...
I don't know her song titles off the rip, my nigga. Don't do me like that.
MC. Come on.
Yeah, like... The way
I don't know. Nah, go ahead, bro. My bad.
The way I see it is, well, in terms of the coochie rap, quote unquote, I already go into listening to these women rap knowing the music is not meant for me. So off rip, I don't get turned off. I feel like that's the main, like, thing... I think when men listen to women rap, they know it's not for them, like content wise. So they check it out off rip. They think it's trash. Mm-hmm. I just feel like if you go into it knowing that it's not for you, you might enjoy it.
Is that not a waste of time? Is that not like the definition of a waste of time? Something that's not like waste. Like literally, it feels like if I know it's not for me, why is it even entering my ears right now?
Because it can be good music, my nigga.
But it's not for me.
But we don't
but
know
no,
that.
The content-wise is not for you. So already knowing that, you can probably bump to it and shit.
What part? Well, I guess, I don't know. That's a weird concept to me, but.
How is it weird?
It's just if something is not for me, why would I be listening to it? If you're caught with something that's not for you, it's like, I don't know. It's
music.
Weird.
Music why, is universal, bro.
Then it wouldn't not be for me. "Quote unquote,"
you know, but you universal. Know, but all right, but you know, it's not in terms of content. Like, unless you can relate to some of the shit they talk about, and if you want to admit something on the pod, I mean, go right ahead, my boy.
I'm confused, bro.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, it's not, but, like, it, like I'm listen, talking about. Go ahead, no, go ahead.
All I'm gonna say is I'm not somebody who listens to music for just like, I guess a vibe or
enjoyment.
Like, I because I enjoy music, but I enjoy a different aspect of music than what I feel like the people you're referring to enjoy, you know? So for me to bump to music, I have to fuck with the content. So there's really no, there's really no strain from that.
Everybody listening to music think. Different.
Facts.
Yeah. All right, but back to the tweet. I agree, because I just feel like a lot of people don't even listen. Like, they do all this crying and complaining about women talking about the same shit over and over again. Never see them talk about Rhapsody. Never see them talk about Tierra Whack. Never see them talk about Rico Nasty. Like, it's just like, y'all do all this complaining, but don't want to even attempt to fix the problem. So, yeah, I do agree that once more sounds become mainstream, more people would... fuck with women rappers. And plus, I feel like it's because there's only like 5 or 6 that will probably quote unquote shut the world down in terms of sales, for lack of a better phrase. Unlike with males, there's like there's at least 10. I know for a fact. That makes sense. So, moving on to the next topic. Sellers was at work one day. Shout out to Sellers. Apparently, he had a debate with some of his coworkers. The question was, if your girlfriend / wife is getting big, do you tell her? So, Lee, what do you do in this situation?
Man, you got to tell the truth, my nigga. You just got to do it in a loving way, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would hope my partner do that to me, vice versa. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If this is my life partner, like, I don't see what's wrong with telling the truth. Now, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, just tell her, like, yeah, yo, you getting fat as fuck out here. Like, you need to get on the treadmill. Like, no, you don't say shit like that. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Level her handles and say, yo, baby, let's go for a walk or some shit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know, my instinct is I'm just keeping it in a relationship
but just not brutally.
Yeah.
So take that for how you want to take that.
Yeah. All right, so Ron, how do you feel about this?
If it's me and my relationship, I don't have a problem like saying it, you know what I mean? Like that's not really an issue. You know, like I got the relationship where we like hold each other accountable type shit like that. Like she will not hesitate to tell me, and I mean that gives me the pass. You know what I mean? But besides that, it's like it takes a lot. Like it would take a minute for me to actually feel the need to say something. You know what I mean? Like I'm the type that's gonna like kind of rock out with you, like because you know what I mean. If I'm with you, like I'm with you because. For many reasons, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna love you how you are. But if it gets to the point where I need to say something, like, I feel like she would have noticed, you know,
facts
a couple pounds before I noticed. So I probably won't ever really be in this position.
All right. So, how about you, man?
I probably wouldn't say anything. I ain't gonna cap.
Pussy.
Damn, bro. Bitches. Word. Me and man, nigga.
nah, but it's to an extent though. Like, you know what I mean? A little love handling, ain't nothing wrong with that. But
facts,
you know what I mean?
That's a fact.
A wise man once told me a little extra don't keep you nothing but faith.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
So, you know what I mean? Nathan, here you go. You need something sweet? Say no more. But yeah, nah, dead ass though. If it start getting out of hand, though, then we might have to go work out together because most likely I'm eating what you eating. Mm-hmm. So that means I'm getting weight, too. So we both got to hit that treadmill.
Yeah.
That's a fact, though.
I mean, I'm going to let it rock because I don't mind a little weight. I ain't tripping. But it can't get too crazy because I go to the gym and I will feel some type of way, kind of. That makes sense. Chicken. So, like, I would have to tell her once I feel like it gets too crazy. But, like, if she's not, like, that big, I ain't going to say nothing.
What's that?
You hesitating. Yeah.
Everybody got that?
Well,
what's that limit?
Like a little weight.
Yo, I wouldn't even answer that.
Yeah, don't do it.
I'm help you out, my nigga. Don't answer that question,
bro.
Answer
that shit.
Don't answer that question.
Cut that
down
early.
It don't even matter.
They can't take this.
I ain't gonna hold you. Every man got their limit.
I will answer the question if y'all answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I ain't got a number.
Go ahead, Ron. Answer the question.
Nah, you gotta answer the question first.
Nah, I mean
that's a second.
No, you answer it first. Go ahead, Ron.
It don't even matter, bro. Cause like
it don't even matter.
You single? Let these ladies know what you not about to accept.
No, bro. Nah.
Facts.
But nah. But yeah, bro, I mean, I'm gonna let it rock for a little bit. But it can't go too crazy. I ain't tripping. What's too crazy for you, Ed?
No, we good.
Ain't nothing too crazy.
Exactly.
Now niggas is good.
Exactly. I mean, all right, moving on to more relationship stuff. It's crazy. So there's a video of a woman saying that gave her boyfriend an ultimatum of marry me within 3 years or I'm moving to Las Vegas. So the day that the 3 years went up, well, he never proposed or nothing. So the day that it was 3 years, it was up or whatever, she asked him, he said no, and she moved to Vegas and he helped her move or whatnot. So...
That sounds like a great man.
In fact, Lee, how do you feel about that? Do you think dude was petty or was he in the right, wrong, whatever?
Man, I did the same shit. I'm gonna be real. I mean, cause like my thing is, it's like a person, period, woman or man, is gonna be ready when they ready. Like that's a big ask. Like motherfuckers keep acting like marriage is like just this like little thing. Like some people like me, like once I get married, ain't no divorce. You fuck with me, you stuck with me. So, so we gotta make sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you can deal with me through all my bullshit. I can deal with you through all your bullshit. All right, so we gonna just do our shit together. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see nothing wrong with that. My man wasn't ready. She was persistent. All right, cool. I'ma still love you enough to carry you along your way and your journey.
Fact.
Yeah.
I don't see what was wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like it's funny, that's but so like funny it's the realest thing ever. Like you can't be mad at that.
All right. So Ron, how do you feel about that video?
I think she dug her own grave, bro. Like, like that ultimatum shit. That it's really not cool. You know what I mean? I guess like in certain situations, it can be warranted. But like, in terms of something like that, that's not something that you're, you know, a proposal. That's not something that you even are supposed to have a hand in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're essentially proposing that I propose to you. That's not how it works.
That's not a proposal.
And if you want somebody to propose to you, you shouldn't want it to be with a gun to their head. You should want it to be, you know, because they want to. Right. You know, so if you want the fake thing, then you know, look, her two choices were to end up in a fake, marriage or. You know, move to Vegas. It sounds like she got the better hand. You know what I mean? She got the better option. So it is what it is. But in terms of so the video make it sound like she told him, like, okay, it's 3 years is up. I'm about to move to Vegas. And he was like, all right, where you back at, right? Like, they made it sound like this real quick exchange. I think in that 3 years or some shit, if she really came to me, it would definitely be a conversation before I'm just like, all right, pack your bags.
Oh,
like,
yeah, cool.
If I see that you dead ass serious and like, you know, then it's like, all right, you know, do what it do.
Fact.
You know?
All right. So, how do you feel about that video?
100% on the same boat. Like, nah, if you want to go, you want to go. You know what I mean? I ain't going to hold you hostage. Clearly, I mean, clearly I want to be with you because we haven't broken up or nothing. So, but at the same time, like, if she moves to Vegas, that don't mean it's completely like done. You never know in a couple years. Never know, bro.
I don't know.
What happens in Vegas stays.
I'm saying that's like she ain't going to Vegas. Yeah, you gotta go. That's like Miami or something. Nah, yeah. That might be. Yeah, I'm gonna help you pack.
I'm probably not even gonna do that. For real.
Damn.
Jeez, Ron. God.
Nigga, I ain't moving.
Yeah, I mean, still.
That's your girl, bro.
Yeah, yo.
Not no more. She belong to Vegas, bro.
What a street.
The Vegas. She on the strip.
The strip. But, I don't even know. Like, honestly, I feel like after a year, I'll probably call it quits. I'm not even going to wait 3 years.
Wait.
What?
You going to let her move to Vegas for a whole year and then break up with her?
No. No, I'm saying after a year, I'm calling it quits.
A year of what?
Of us being in a relationship.
Oh, if she's persistent that
in years, like,
oh, where?
The fuck?
That's facts.
Why?
No, because it's like.
He's saying basically you got a year to keep saying that stupid shit.
For real, bro. Like, nah, like, you're not about to force me to do something I'm not ready at the moment. All because you insist on being married. The thing is, like, I actually do want to get married, but you're basically forcing my hand into marrying you. And I don't know if I want to marry you. That makes sense.
So then why are you in a relationship with her?
I'm trying to figure that out.
You trying to figure it out?
Yeah, like, what the hell?
That's the whole part of a relationship.
Yeah, like...
Fact.
I'm just saying, though, like... I mean, like, I don't know, man. It's just... I just think she was appalled at the fact that dude really let her move to Vegas after 3 years. That's all that was.
Yeah. And in the video, if I can remember correctly, Dev, didn't she say, like, she just blurted that out, like, whenever they had that conversation, she was pretty much on an emotional trip. It just was like, yeah, like, if you don't marry me and, you know, this time, I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, basically. Control them motherfucking emotions.
Like, yo, that's crazy. Yep. Like, nah, I'm not marrying you. You fucking going on an emotional rage like that?
Yeah, like,
would a man, any man, or person rather, like, come on, man, fuck out of here.
Yes, yeah, stop forcing people to do shit in relationship they don't want to do,
or that they not ready to do. Yeah. Nigga might wanted to, but he just wasn't ready.
Yeah,
or for real, he might have wanted to right then and there, and then she said that dumb shit and then turned him off.
Facts.
But on the real, if somebody is like tells you that like that. That's something that they want. You should, at that point, kick back and trust that that's something that they want. And that should be coming to you if you're, you know, that person. So you shouldn't be trying to rush shit.
All right. So moving on to the last topic. There is a post that I saw. And basically it's saying if a man brings a video game console into the delivery room with his child's mother, it's showing that he will never be able to give the child's mother undivided attention. So do you guys agree with that post? Go ahead, Leap.
A part of me does. Kind of. Cause you gotta look at it from her perspective, right? Cause like I was that nigga. I was just being.
Oh weird. Shit!
So like I didn't bring my console, but I definitely was like, oh yeah, you know I'm hooking my shit up, right? And like my girl shut that shit right the fuck down. Like no. Like plus we had our child during COVID, so it's like yo, it's me and you. Like I need you. You know what I'm saying? So you are bringing in a brand new child, and she's really doing the work, my nigga. So anything. I feel like us as men, after me having my experience, do gotta look at it more on a girl's side. You know what I mean? Especially this time. Like, if she needs you, bro, and she wants your undivided attention, 9 times out of 10, she will be asleep anyway until it's time to really, you know what I mean? So just be on your phone or something. It's all good.
And you acting like that ain't your fucking kid or nothing.
Yeah, word.
Like, you are bringing it life too. Like, soak in that moment. And I'm honestly... You know, and I was happy I ain't, you know, bring my shit for real, to be honest.
Nah, me personally, I wouldn't. I would not take the system to the hospital. Fuck no. Yo, I'm going to be the dad camera, and I ain't going to be looking through the camera, bro. I'm going to sure capture the moment. I ain't going to catch. Like, I'm going to be that kind of pops, but that console going to stay at the crib.
Yeah. All right, so how about you, Ron?
So, like, I don't think it shows, I don't agree with that, taking those systems, like, that shit is out. But I think in terms of the tweet saying that it's, like, is it a sign that a man's not, that he will never, like, have his wife's undivided attention or something like that? I don't think that's a sign of that. I think that's a pretty big reach, but I do think it's a sign of like an immature person or somebody who's not really grasping the full magnitude of that situation that they're in that like moment. So, I would never do that. It's like, that's too real of a moment. That's too rare of a moment. Cause like, even if you have 5 kids, you only going to experience that shit 5 times. Like, and I'm trying to be there for every second of it. So I just think it's just some young type shit. But then mind you, I'm also speaking from a standpoint of somebody who never been through that. So I hear about how long you can be in them hospitals and you know, all that shit. But I feel like as long as my girl is going through this fucking traumatic experience, you know what I mean? I'm not even gonna call it fully traumatic because it's like a beautiful experience. Like I'm right there with her, you know what I mean? For we going through it the same amount of time, so I would feel crazy sitting here playing 2K, you know, sweating and shit, just breathing.
I
wouldn't even be able to concentrate, bro.
I mean, I don't think niggas play that shit while during the delivery.
I'm not saying labor is a beast too. It can be a beast, you know what I mean?
I mean, personally, I wouldn't bring like any outside distractions to the delivery room. Like, I'm gonna have my full undivided attention with her.
But at the same time, like Ron said, like how long you be waiting in the rooms. Like I can see why niggas bring their game systems in those rooms.
Like, oh, facts.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm not gonna be too mad if somebody like if I see you see somebody playing a game in the delivery room. Like Leek said, she's sleep. Like you just gonna sit there. That's what I'm saying. Like I can see why, but personally, I wouldn't bring that in from the outside. So, but so, what y'all got something to say?
No, I
mean like that. I was genuinely asking.
I got fried.
Sorry, boss.
I completely forgot the fucking topic. My fault. I'll be fucking fried by the end of the show.
You already answered the topic.
I definitely said I wouldn't take the system, but the topic was there's a show of maturity. But nah, I definitely don't think it do. But it depends on the moment, though. If he playing the game while she giving birth, like that shit about to pop out.
I don't think that even makes sense in that moment. Like, there's too many people. There's too much stuff going on for you to concentrate.
You'll probably get snapped on by a doctor or some shit.
Not even a doctor, by your girl.
She gonna be too
awkward. Word. At least you would hope so.
But nah, all right. So this concludes this episode. And if you're new here, we always go over. We always have a final topic to give to the world. So, Leek, what is your final topic for the week? Well, for this episode,
man, same as pretty much all of them, man. Spread more love, less hate. You know what I'm saying? Show more love to your girl.
Yeah.
Just get hot outside. Somebody might take us.
So you better show more than your mom.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Real shit.
He said real shit. Damn, bro. Damn.
Just kidding. I love my mama.
Hey. Yo. All right, bro. What's your final thought for this week?
Man, just be safe, bro. That's all I can say. Enjoy this nice weather that's about to come up, you know what I mean? And, see you next week.
Word. Later this week, we do 2 episodes now.
I know how many episodes we put out on this motherfucker.
Anyway, so, Ed, what is your final thought?
Same, you know what I mean? Stay hydrated, it'd be easy out here. You know what I mean? The fucking random ass weather, sometimes freezing, sometimes hot. Dress accordingly.
Dress accordingly. All right. I know my final thought is I need like somebody in a medical field to create like some type of pill, whatever, that can stop allergies. Cause when it was hot outside,
they've done it.
This pollen was kicking my ass. Oh my gosh.
I feel you though.
Like allergy season is the one time which I'm glad tree has a smell to it. Because my eyes be redder than a motherfucker, and I be walking into places, and people be looking at me crazy. And I gotta tell them, no, I'm not fried.
Oh, so, word.
Yo, like, it's not
shit. Sometimes I be fried.
Black ass
shit.
I'm just saying, yo, that shit, nah, man. It's not good.
Man, fuck their perception.
Nah, definitely said it.
So, I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. Make sure y'all follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram, The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, and we're out.